It's not like she's looking at us or anything. Like, we could be changing and she'll, like, be having a normal conversation. Like, it's just nothing.
Cheek DeWaga senior Kenitra Redfern takes gym with DJ Morley at her high school. Morley, once a boy, has transformed into a female and identifies herself as transgender. The Cheek DeWaga Central School Board approved a gender identity policy last January. That policy allows transgender students to use the bathroom or locker room that is consistent with their gender identity. Student Redfern says she has no problem with Morley in the girls' locker room or bathroom.
It's not that big of a deal because, like, she is a girl, so she's attracted to boys. So, like, it's not like she's looking at us or anything.
Senior Tatiana Moses agrees with her classmate. And although she says it's against her own religion to become transgender, she doesn't object to Morley being in the ladies' room at her school.
Because, like, based on my religion, it isn't right to do things like that. But I don't judge her based off of that. I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. She's not doing nothing to me. Don't got nothing to do with me.
It's kind of like she's trying to find a balance of, like, respecting us females in school.
Senior Deja Vu Romer also has gym class with Morley. Romer is actually more concerned about Morley's safety when it comes to using the girls' locker room or ladies' room.
Her changing with the females, I feel like it's safer than her changing with the guys, because I feel like guys come off more aggressive. But another thing is she also go to the ladies' room, but she don't choose to go into the girls' room at school. She goes to the nurse. But then, like, in gym, in the locker room, you kind of got to change in the locker room.
Other local school districts are paying attention to this policy. Last December, the Hamburg School District adopted a policy allowing transgender students to use restrooms and locker rooms. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.